There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
My favorite last word entry today is hillbilly.
Hillbilly for the last word.
Where your mind is for that, I don't know, because I don't think that's going to be a snoring, anything to do with snoring, but I did like that.
Let's play the last word one more time.
The last word.
Can a stop you from snoring?
So can a hillbilly stop you snoring? No, unfortunately, that is not the correct answer. We've had quite a few texts in, haven't we? Shazine thinks it's a nose clip.
Yeah, which I can see.
Yeah, Dr. Carthy thinks it's a peck.
A peck?
Yeah. Yes, really? Sam thinks it's a pacifier. I hear it works for Tim.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed that, Sam. We are going to have words next time we meet. What was it? What was this one? Kick we had? Tickle?
Tickle,
was
no.
Was Chris McCarty's entry?
It's not tickle. I see where they're going with that one, but
wife?
No. Your wife, yes. Sabid thinks it's wife. That's true. That could be that if your wife punches you. That could stop you from snoring.
Definitely. So it's not slap then?
No. Okay. No. What stops you from snoring, Tim?
What stops me from snoring?
Yeah.
I'm not a massive snorer, strangely.
No. I don't believe you.
Do you?
No, ladies don't snore.
Some ladies do.
They do not.
I have it on good authority.
They definitely do not.
A little bit of laughter from the production area here at the... Yeah, see? Thanks, Elaine. Thanks for backing me up. So
ladies don't snore. Elaine is saying they do. She's lying. Don't believe her. The answer is a houseplant. Can a houseplant stop you snoring? Well, apparently, according to NASA scientists, so we've got to believe them, if you sleep with this quirky flower, it improves your breathing at night. NASA claim that sleeping with a pineapple plant can help you reduce snoring. The plant is said to produce oxygen and improve air quality throughout the night, so it stops you from snoring in the room. So it improves the air quality and stops that annoyingness of your falling into a deep sleep and the husband wakes you up with a snoring. That's what the study says. Yeah.
Particular issue in the Taylor
no,
household,
no,
is
no.
It?
No, he's not. He's fine.
Okay,
he's fine.
Well, you crashed his car today anyway, so it doesn't matter.
First of all, it's my car and I didn't crash it, Tim. That is such a... I got a flat tyre. That is so rude.
Oh, I just thought you'd get your own back on him. I wasn't sure. No,
no.
I am joking.
He's not here, like so he can't hear it. It doesn't matter. I can't believe you're just absolutely sending me down the river like this. Oh, why are you doing it, Tim?
I don't know.
Why are you doing it?
I fed you to the lions there. That's
awful.
I take
Do you know
back.
What? Now I feel like you really are officially my work husband because you don't mind being so mean to me. It's horrible.
Oh,
Michelle, dear. I mean, this is just... Come on, stand up. This is awful.
I just feel like I'm stuck. I'm like the third wheel in this weird relationship that's just... It's like toxic. We need to like have an intervention.
Toxic.
Tim's the bully in this relationship.
I've always thought. I don't think that's bullying. That's just, tell it like it is.
Brian
that's
thinks it was a good dream. It's not a good dream, Brian. I don't know if that just took a while to get through, but it, unfortunately, no. It's a pineapple plant. If you are Chris McCarty, toddled off saying, "I'm gonna think about getting a pineapple plant," didn't he?
He did actually. Yeah, might be a good move. It's interesting though, but it makes sense, doesn't it? If the air is cleaner and clearer, and there's more oxygen around, and you know plants are doing what plants do, you can see the logic in that.
And NASA have to study this because when they send people up together on spacecraft, they ask for things like non-snorers, people with no cavities in their teeth, so it doesn't go smelling and stuff like that. So they're quite specific about your skills as an astronaut.
Well, you're in an enclosed space after all.
And if you have a cavity in your
just
teeth,
like
there's no dentist.
This one at the moment.
This awkward zone that we're all in. How are we going to get out of this now, Tim?
I don't know. I think the news is necessary.
Trending today.
So, the first story I have in trending today has had 1.8 million views in less than 20 hours. Really, really popular.
That's huge.
And basically, it's about a woman who started a so-called street revolution. Alison Ferguson lives in Bristol in the UK and decided to apply to her local council. This is what you need to do to do anything. Basically, to breathe, you have to apply to the local council. So she asked for permission to close her road for a few hours a day, every Tuesday, so the children can play safely in the streets like the good old days when she was growing up. So
I can see that. Yeah. Okay.
So she puts the cones out. Yeah, she puts the cones out and a road close sign, and cars for a couple of hours every Tuesday cannot go down their road anymore.
Okay.
So it was a pilot scheme, and this is taken from a documentary because it's been so successful, it's gone to 40 other areas across the UK, and now she's paved the way for areas as far-flung as Canada. So this is taken from the documentary.
Closing the road to cars for a couple of hours at a time so that we could give over the space to children. It's really brought our community together.
It's really good because we made lots of friends in the street.
They can look back and have some of what I had because I always played out, but obviously times have changed.
Alice campaigned to make this possible, changing the rules in Bristol so streets apply just once to hold regular sessions. Inspired, Toronto is the latest city to pilot the scheme.
So basically, it's carried on to Toronto. So she started this, and it used to be if I wanted to have a little party on my street or close the road, I'd have to apply for a one-off license. If I wanted to do it the following week, I would. So she's simplified the process. She's had the law changed, so all you have to do is write this letter once, and you can have a repeat event like they do. And this is spread.
Okay, so what do the motorists say about this? Or the people that live in the street who can't use the street for 2 hours?
I didn't make the documentary, did I? I just told you it was trending. I think they know. They're aware of it. It's every Tuesday, and it's for a few hours at a time, so it's not like it's all day or all evening. And I think there's access, if necessary. So it's only in one section of a residential road.
So you could...
Tim, stop picking holes.
I'm trying to think here, because, my wife gets angry with me because I don't really know any of our neighbours, and we lived there for a long time. So I ask her questions, who's that? And she said, well, that's so-and-so, lived there for, 25 years. And I always think, never seen them before. And it's a shame, because I'm kind of unaware of that. But if you were to do that in the street that I live in, for example, it would bring a community together. So you've got to see a benefit in
and
that.
And that's what
you?
They say, and that sort of taster lasts a couple of minutes. I just played you 30 seconds of it. But they say that it's really helped with social isolation. So some people are moved to the area, some people have lived there the whole life, so it helps. And the children get to know each other. They might not go to the same schools. They might not know there's someone of the same age on their road. So it's a fantastic scheme, but lots and lots of clicks on that, as you can imagine. Now, next up, The Incredibles. Was that popular in your household, the film? Probably before your children's time, actually, 13 years ago.
Yeah, it was a bit, really.
Yeah. Well, Disney Pixar have released a teaser trailer for The Incredibles 2. This was basically by audience demand. People said, we loved it, we want another one. And it basically picks up from the end of the first Incredibles, and the trailer shows Jack. He's the Incredibles, or if you know them as the Pars, infant son. And he was finally revealed to possess a multitude of powers at the end of the film. His family long suspected he was useless, basically didn't have any powers. So this is a small bit from the trailer.
You have powers! Yeah, baby!
And what we get in and amongst Jack's giggles there is his dad, Bob, absolutely overjoyed. You have got powers. You're one of us. This is fantastic. And Jack using his new powers to sort of laser visually chops through his dad's hair. So that's what the crackling is. His dad's hair's on fire because he's burnt it through his eyes. And it's coming in June 2018, Incredibles 2, but that was their teaser trailer, so that's to get whet the appetite, so to speak, and get you excited about what's to come.
It's really sweet, that, the giggling of the little child there.
Yeah, took you back, did it?
That takes you back, yeah.
Finally, Jimmy Kimmel, talk show host in America. It's his 50th birthday, would you believe?
Really?
Yes. Well, if you were going to give someone a 50th birthday present, what might it be? I don't know. Well, A watch, maybe, if you're into horology.
An engraved watch, yes. A tankard.
Yes, or like a nice relaxing holiday or a treat or something.
Yeah,
a few nights off, or get the babysitters in, or whatever. Something nice and thoughtful. His production team decided no. What we'll do is, they do a concept on their show called Mean Tweets. It's where celebrities come on and read out mean tweets about themselves. What they decided to do was get his celebrity friends or so-called friends to read out his mean tweets. So the gift he got was hearing celebrities say horrible things people have tweeted about him. Now, it was the stellar cast. He had Ray Romano from there's something, what is it, The Raymond Show? I can't remember what it's called. Michael Keating, Halle Berry, Howard Stern, David Spade, Chris Hemsworth, Kristen Bell, Amy Schumer, Liam Neeson, Larry David, Mike Tyson, Jeff Bridges, Kim Kardashian West, Stephen Colbert, Jennifer Lawrence, David Letterman and Will Ferrell. I haven't managed to squeeze all of these in, but I've got as many as possible and that were appropriate.
Jimmy Kimmel needs a kick to his Happy birthday.
At Jimmy Kimmel, you are a jackass. Keep your mouth shut and do your little TV show or get the out of our country.
Here you go for your birthday, Jimmy. At euphoric underscore mania writes, is Jimmy Kimmel cross-eyed or just ridiculously ugly?
At Jimmy Kimmel, are you kidding me with that flabby body? What the get to the gym, man. Scary.
Jimmy Kimmel, you still look like a potato. Now, you're just a hairy potato, so you're extra gross.
I disagree. I think Jimmy Kimmel looks like a slightly bloated Carson Daly, but not as funny. Slightly bloated?
Very mean, isn't it?
I do like mean tweets. I've seen that, actually.
Yeah, so...
I watched that over the weekend. No, it's highly amusing. But
highly amusing.
He is kind of on the spot, and he did take it well.
He took it well, and he was in a weird Game of Thrones-style, fake Game of Thrones chair. It was all very strange. But, yeah, he took it well, and fair play to him, because if you make the celebrities do it, you should be able to do it too.
You've also got to try a little bit harder with the insults, though, because telling somebody they look like a potato...
I wouldn't like to be called a potato.
But what about a hairy potato?
No. Hairy nor smooth potato would be a flattering thing to be called, would it?
No, probably not. Let's finish with the music scoop today anyway. I think you might like this. I don't know. But we'll start with two Motown songs.
Nice.
Supremes become the first all-girl group to have... This is a UK number one single when this went to the top in 1964. Amazing song, isn't it? Second of five Supreme songs in a row to go to number one in the US. 1966. I was just looking through calendars and history books today, and the Supremes were number one in the US with this 2 years later, 66. It's timeless, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that song.
It really
is.
I
love it.
All right, let's move forward. 1983, Tina Turner's first chart appearance in over 10 years, and it was a cover. So she was back.
That
Al Green, I prefer.
Awful.
But you don't like that?
No.
Not a fan of the Tina.
I don't like Tina Turner much after the Ike phase, unfortunately.
Really? You don't?
Mm-hmm.
All right, fair enough. Well, you know. Robin Beck, what about her in 1988? Do you remember this? One Hit Wonder, first time. Number one today, 1988. It was a TV ad for a cola beverage. Believe it or not, she was a backing singer. That was her one hit. Still going, by the way. Leanne Rimes, 2000. Do you remember that? Number one in the UK. Can't Fight the Moonlight.
Yes, I do
not
remember.
Not playing that because it's dreadful. So we're going to 1955. Carl Perkins, Blue Suede Shoes. This was recorded today at Sun Studios. It was their first mainstream big seller. Of course, Elvis had a hit, but this is the original.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay.
That's proper rock and roll, isn't it? 1955.
It's good. Good
Carl
stuff.
Perkins, it was. Sun Records' first mainstream big, big seller. The flip side, the B-side, who knows about B-sides anymore? Honey Don't, it was called, which was actually a tremendous song as well.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.